where we're moving on.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
Moving on up.
So how many people have never seen the Jeffersons? How many people listening today?
Not that many.
Georgia and Wheezy, buddy.
Oh, man, they got to be in reruns all over the place.
Oh, I don't have seen. Have you seen them?
Yeah, it's occasional. I mean, it's not like Good Times or Martin or Seinfeld, but
right.
Yeah, you see it.
Well,
every
that
night.
Was a spinoff show too. That was a spinoff of Archie Bunker, wasn't it?
No, that was
Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That's right. Right. They were neighbors of Archie.
Look at you showing your age. Yeah.
Look at you.
No soup for you.
Curtis over there is going, Archie who?
Yeah.
Archie what? MASH? I never heard of MASH.
Bad thing you don't have a toilet flush. Remember that
was
a call
sign. Oh, God. What show was Rerun on?
What's happening?
That was a fun show, too. Anyway, so just coming back. So, Gene, do you think... to the tax scenario, because as for the clients that we have that we've run tax projections for, I mean, it's looking like 10% over last year.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. There's an awful lot of taxes that have taken place that have been, are hitting, and also elimination of deductions. I don't want to consider myself an expert on this, but it's really, really shocking to people when they see what's going on. And this is one of those reasons we always tell people to get in October, at least, to take a look. So maybe you can try to do something or accumulate some cash or whatever you need to pay this off. And you better sit down with your accountant and talk about what's going to happen in 2014. There's some significant tax changes in 2014, and we're going to have some people on next week to be talking about from our tax and accounting area. And as a matter of fact, if you need any help with those, we do have some excess available this season.
Some capacity?
Some capacity. We loaded up. So and you can reach us at 770-429-9166. But why have taxes gone up so much, Bill?
Well, one, the tax rates have gone up now, mainly for the higher end, but you'd be surprised at how much faster you get to that higher end when you have a 30% increase and you take some capital gains.
Right.
So in addition to that, the 3.8% Obamacare tax is really going to shock people because that starts at $250,000. And again, that's joint. And if you've had any kind of
and
capital
that's
gains,
not, yes,
you take a mandatory withdrawal from your IRA, it's boom, you're in.
Yeah, I don't want to feel sorry for people in New York and California. They choose to live there. They're pretty stupid. But really, what it takes maybe $125,000 to live on in Atlanta, it's going to take you $250,000 to live on.
$250,000?
Maybe more. But what I'm saying is that – a married couple here with a couple of kids and making $100,250 can buy a reasonably priced nice home.
Yep.
So
sure.
Go to live in a nice neighborhood, do all this stuff. That's a joke in New York. So $250,000.
They're probably making $250,000, but they're living like they're making $40,000.
We'll get the guys in next week and talk about all the details because it is.
Well, what I want to know is if people don't know. Because we know, just from our experience, people deal with taxes when it's time to pay them. A lot of people don't want to plan. What does that do to the economy on April, or let's say along about March, when people start getting their, how much? And then you got to sell stocks to cover, realize some more capital gains, assuming we're not.
Well, what happens, of course, is that there's not going to be a whole lot of people getting refunds this year. Now, that's the thing you have to count on. If you're in a retail business or in the entertainment restaurants, anything else and stuff like that, these are the dog days.
Right.
And it's after holidays. People are just getting, their bills for credit cards for everything else and stuff like that. That's why if you like to dine out, there's going to be a lot of deals. Trust me, a lot of deals going on everywhere. What's going to happen is that's just going to be extended now. Because when some people see what their tax bill is they'll cut back on the
screen. That would lead me to believe that earnings may not be as good as we
think. Well, it's certainly going to have an impact not in the first quarter. This is a right. normal first quarter relative to last year's first quarter. Probably second quarter.
Yeah.
You're probably going to see some, well, we call it fiscal drag or whatever you want to call it. But it's going to have a big impact. Taxes have consequences.
Sure.
You know, if you think you get more of something when you tax it, you're a fool. Okay?
Right.
So.
Yeah, no matter what
they
say.
We started the show out by saying, you know, we're down like 1% since the beginning of the year, maybe a little more.
Yeah. A little
less. And then we should sell! So is this the time to get out and get back in?
No.
Why not?
Stocks are reasonably priced. I don't think they're overpriced at all.
Well, they'll be cheaper at 10% off, right?
Well, if you want to time it, go ahead and time it. But what happens is it's usually wrong.
A lot of people time it.
You
got to
be right
year,
twice
Bill.
As well.
Yeah.
Some people were arguing.
You know, there's all sorts of arguments of why the stock market is down. Mm-hmm. One of them that makes a lot of sense, because we're talking about taxes, is people put off selling stocks last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll sell them now, and they say, now I got 15 months to figure out how to pay for that tax.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So there's some sales there. And
that's actually what I think is going on now.
Well, I think that's what's going on right now. But what you have right now is a good flow back into stocks.
Yeah,
through
true.
The mutual
yeah.
funds, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yep.
Money moving out of bonds. I'd be much more concerned about being in bonds than I would be in common stocks today. And I would
yep.
say if you want to sell someplace in order to raise revenue, don't sell your stocks. Sell your bonds.
Right. Yeah, there's good economic evidence that interest rates are more likely to rise than to fall, and we've seen that trend finally start. I know we've been calling for it for a long time, but it is finally.
We're like we're seeing Troy. We're like the guy who holds the sign as the world's going to end tomorrow. Someday he'll be right.
That's right.
The sign gets older and older.
That's
yeah.
right.
We got a pretty old
but
sign.
But I tell you what, Ted, you can go all over TV and say, we called it, and interest rates are going to go
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but nobody's going to listen, you know. We yeah. went back and looked at some called interviews it. From last year about this time, and, you know,
right.
everybody was opposed to the market going up. We were blind optimists.
Yeah.
And now everybody's on TV talking about it.
Right.
Yes, but
up.
If you listen to the show, we're always optimists. Every year the market's going up.
Yeah, but we have a good explanation for
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
Even when we're wrong.
Two out of three wrong. Days, right?
Two out of three. You can only, that's right. You're right. 75% of the time.
Yep.
Or, yeah. All right. We're going to come back and talk about how much your checking account is costing you.
Oh.
Wonder if you even know, Dr. Gene. But don't say it's free when you keep $500,000 sitting in cash.
And they pay me .00001 and a free safety deposit and a free safety deposit box.
That's true. You get a toaster with that.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.